This is The Brief on the new architecture of AI regulation. Now, in a span of just 5 days, four totally independent jurisdictions named the exact same safety blueprint for AI, all while the U.S. federal government just sat entirely on the sidelines. First, we've got this consensus architecture. Believe it or not, Vermont signing Bill H-16, the UK banning under-18 sexualized chatbots, the American Psychological Association telling 190,000 members to track AI use, and Talkspace shipping a new AI agent called T, they all landed on the exact same rule. The licensed human stays in the loop, the AI handles the back office paperwork, and the human makes the actual treatment decisions. So you really have to wonder, why is it that a public company and a single state legislature are doing the heavy lifting to define safe AI, rather than the feds? Second, let's look at the federal void. Contrast this action with Washington's total paralysis. While this blueprint was being adopted globally, Washington was busy handing out student trophies. Major agencies like the FDA, FTC, and Congress remain gridlocked. It's exactly like watching a referee refuse to blow the whistle, basically forcing the players to make up their own rules on the field. Finally, the sudden exception. Washington took one massive, jarring action. Citing national security, they suddenly forced Anthropic to pull its Fable 5 model offline. No warning. It's essentially ICE for AI, a sudden removal of a tool builders rely on. This proves the government can act instantly. It just chooses aggressive, sudden bans over establishing daily guidelines for chatbots. The rules for safe AI are already trading on the market and signed into state law, proving the architecture is ready today, even if Washington refuses to name it.